Communicating. Dialogue 2. Trouble on the telephone.
I'd like to speak to Brenda Haddon, please.
Speaking. Oh, no, we've been cut off. Good, the phone's ringing again. Brenda Haddon speaking. Oh, David, it's you. How nice to hear from you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm glad I was able to get through to you. You really do have the most efficient assistant, but according to her, you are never in your office, or you're on another line. Anyway, I was ringing about that cheque you sent us. It's made out in my name. Could you make it out in the name of the company instead?
Of course. Have you got a few minutes?
For you, always. But before we go off on another subject, could I just ask you to fill in the form I sent you to open your company account and then send it on to the accounts department? That way, we won't have to bother with cheques in the future.
Yes, I'll do that right away. Well, if you've got the time, I'd like to read through the report with you, the one we're going to circulate to our customers next week. It was drawn up by the new financial controller, and there are one or two things that I'm not sure we should include. Oh, sorry, David. Could you just hold on a minute? Someone's calling on the other line. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, he mentions the fact that we will have to make cutbacks within the next 6 months, and probably at a staff level. I think it's a bit early to mention that we may be laying people off. What do you think?
I would leave that out if I were you. Carry on.
Another thing I'm not quite sure about is the spelling of all the names of the people responsible for each division. How could I check that?
Send me an email with a list. I'll look up the names in last year's annual report, and I'll ring you back once I have the answers.
You are kind. Thanks for your help. David, are you there?
Brenda?
David, could you speak up? I can't hear you at all. That's better. Are you on a mobile? I've got one more question for you. It may sound rather silly, but what does EDLP stand for?
You have to revise your acronyms, Brenda. We use them so much these days, particularly in the field of marketing. It stands for Everyday Low Price. It's a marketing term. Brenda, I really have to ring off now because I have an awful lot of work to do.
Just one other thing. I received an advertisement with a reply coupon for our main competitor's catalogue the other day. Do you think I should send off for it? Maybe from my home address? Or do you think they'll know who I am anyway?
Brenda, I really think that we have more important things to do than to discuss this kind of decision over the phone. Why don't you decide for yourself and... Can you believe it? She hung up on me.